Hey everybody, Phil here. Today on Songs from the Cellar, we're going to have my friend Cam here. We're going to sing some songs. I'm sitting here with a refined gin and tonic. It's going to be awesome. Songs from the Cellar, and go. Songs from the Cellar. I want to welcome Cam. Say hi to Cam. Douglas, welcome. You guys, thanks for being here on our show. Here's to you guys.
Yeah,
you guys.
Cheers.
Let's all do this
together. I'm so glad we're here.
I know, it's about time. We've been trying to get you for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're a little busy for me these days. Getting married and all kinds of good stuff going on for you. New
this
tour.
This is it, though. Yeah, new tour. I know.
Oh, this is so great.
So
we're
going to
do a
time.
Song
it's
right now. Actually, I remember when you called me and you actually had this idea. And most of it, actually. I'm just going to say what it is, actually. But I remember you calling. You came over to the house. We worked on the song. So let's do this song. It's a great song. I love it. I love your record. So good. I'm so proud
thanks.
Of you. What's going on?
I love my favorite part of the song that you wrote is "No rocking chair regrets."
Yeah, I've got a lot of them.
That line. That line's so good.
But I've got a therapist now, so it's really good. Well, let's do this song. This is really exciting. I love your version of this song. It's so good. And this is a song called "Want It All."
Western state. Still, I ain't stopping because there's more that I can take. Got my angels and my demons, and I think we all agree. If you're gonna go for something, better make it everything. I believe in the end, I'll see that it's alright. Alright, babe, I put my heart on the line. Cause I want it. Keep on living till I hear the last call. And I want it all. Proud. Bet my life on it. Made my bed, gonna lie on it. Made up my mind that I won't just get by. I'll get lost in it. I won't listen to your doubts. Too much ain't enough, so don't try to slow me down. No, I don't think in that I want it now. Yeah, it's alright, alright. Babe, I put my heart on the line. Cause I want it all. Don't want no rocking chair regrets. Yeah, I got that fire and it's burning in my chest. Gonna keep on living till I hear the last call. Cause I want it all, don't want no rocking chair regrets. Yeah, I got that fire and it's burning in my chest. Got a whole lot of living that I haven't done yet. And I want it all.
Want it all, don't want no rocking chair regrets.
Yeah, I got that fire and it's burning in my chest. Gonna keep on living till I hear the last call.
Well, I want it all, too. You got it all. You got it all right now.
You got it all.
You got it all.
We have been listening to you and wanting to just make music like you make music for such a long time. Aren't you I know sweet. We have a talk thing coming later. Then we'll drink and we'll get real mushy.
I know. We'll get all sad and stuff. I'll be like Oprah. I'll be like, I'm in love. Get on my couch and scream around. It's going to be so good. We're going to do another song now. Tell me about what we're going to do now. What we're doing.
We're going to sing Burning House.
Oh,
which
man.
is one of my favorites off the album. And just, it's been a really cool song for us. And yeah. The highest of honors is to play it in your cellar.
Aren't you
so
sweet.
So if you don't mind.
It's a good thing to say. You're not getting another drink. You said the right thing. Well, I love it. Do it for us. I love it. I want to hear it.
Dream about a burning house. You were stuck inside, I couldn't get you out. I laid beside you and pulled you close, and the two of us went up in smoke. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you until this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, I've been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broke and make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight. This burning house, I see you at a party and you look the same. I could take you back, but people don't ever change. I wish that we could go back in time, and I'd be the one you thought you'd find. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you until this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, I've been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broke and make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight. In this burning house, the flames are getting bigger now. In this burning house, I can hold on to you somehow. In this burning house, oh, and I don't want to wake up. In this burning house, I've been sleepwalking, I've been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broke and make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight. In this burning,
wow. You know, when I heard that song the first time, and it was a single, and I was just, I remember, you know, personally just going, thinking how different it sounded on the radio compared to, you know, truck songs and tailgates and beer songs. And it was almost like everything just hit the brakes. And I remember hearing certain songs in my life, you know, and I remember just going, that is awesome. Well, I said freaking awesome or something like that. But on the radio, it just sounded so great. It sounded so different. I mean, I just love that song. It's
Thank
so
you.
Good, babe.
That means so much coming
no,
from
it was
you.
No, I was really went, wow. I mean, I really got chills, and it's like you don't get chills much on country radio anymore, honestly. You know, you get, you know, you just get drunk.
Apparently. Yeah, right, yeah.
But it's really, really great, and I'm just proud of you, man. And I think, you know, sticking to your guns and you know, it was really brave of the label, I think, which is to really work that song. So, I mean, it's very, very cool.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome. It was really great. You guys sing so good together, too, right?
We've been working on it.
Y'all been doing it
yeah.
a long time. And you guys both, I mean, you go back to the whole California days together, yeah. you guys, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's pretty awesome. So that's where you met your husband, right? All that.
That's right. I mean, it's a small circle. It's pretty redneck, actually, for California to have so much. Like, I've got a manager and a producer married to each other. I met him through a producer and ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And we all been together for, like, you know, 5 years or so.
Listen to a story about an MP. Yeah, it's very, very hillbilly. I like that. That's very cool for L.A., though, man. Well, it's brilliant. I love it. I love
Thank
it.
You.
We'll get to talk more. We'll be back. Songs from the Cellar. Be right back. Welcome back. Good to see you, honey. Thanks again. That was so good. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's so nice to be here.
So you've got a lot going on. I mean, it's really kind of fun because I've seen a lot of this from the very, very beginning, of course, on this deal. But, you know, it's exciting. You get your own tour going out this year.
Yeah.
You're getting nominated for all these awards. You just got married. All this stuff. It's. I mean, how are you handling all this stuff? I mean,
it feels normal. Like, it doesn't really, like, enter my... I'm busier.
Right.
Like, back in the day, you know... Like, when we were calling you, we're like, come on, write with me. You know,
right.
we're like bugging people. And
yeah,
now
you never call, by the way.
Yeah.
I never call to write anymore, but you
now
know,
you're
that's
like, now you're, like, for me, it just feels like every day is a big runaround. So the honeymoon was really nice to have just, like, 2 weeks of
Good off. For you. I'm so happy. I mean, you're just, you know, it's... I love it, too, because you're always smiling. You always have a smile on your face. And, you know, some of my buddies at radio, and she's just always so happy and bubbly. She Aww. Really liked that. I'm like, yeah, she's just like that, you know? And,
no, like, get out of it. Like,
yeah, that's right. It's not,
yeah.
But it's really cool to have, to see that happen to somebody so talented. And, of course, you know, we've done so many shows together. Matter of fact, you know, you're opening your tour in Chicago at the same place.
Mm-hmm.
You were opening your show.
You.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's really, really great to see that happen, and I'm excited about the tour. I mean, so tell me about it. How many shows are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing 12,
right.
and we're just doing it in more intimate venues, so I can kind of... This is, like, my first time headlining, so
yeah.
these are, like, the real fans.
Right.
You know, the people that are on board that are going to be there for my whole career, you
right.
know? So I want to give them the best show possible,
yeah.
make, you know, as many stories as possible. I've seen your live show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
yeah.
super dynamic.
Now, who did you grow up listening to? I mean, what kind of music
I grew up, well, actually, my grandparents, I spent a lot of time at their ranch growing up. I actually got into, like, 30s, 40s music and got into Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
Got into Bonnie Raitt and heard Shania Twain and Tim McGraw and Dixie Chicks.
Right.
Love that. I mean,
yeah.
like, you know, and then I love other stuff that's a little more folky, like I love Indigo Girls.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Them last night.
There's this
them.
Guy that's kind of unknown, Phil Vassar. Actually, mm-hmm. I really like his
You don't have to mention me just because you're on the show. But I do appreciate it.
No,
you know,
Lindsay and I would dance around because we made my album. We made it off of Kickstarter, which is a crowd fundraising.
Right.
And we raised $11,000, which is a lot of money, but as you know, isn't quite enough to make an album. Normally,
right.
we stretched that like... Frickin' Hanukkah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we made that last as long as possible, and we, as we were making it, we were listening to these inspirations of people that we wanted to sound like and be like,
mm-hmm.
and you were one of those ones that we'd dance around the house when we had $0 to our
wow.
name.
Wow, that's sweet.
And aspire to be as much like you as copyright infringement possible.
Well, you're sweet. As you're writing the new album, what are you trying to do? Where are you trying to go? I mean, what's that?
Trying to be better.
We got
a little bit more of a budget,
yeah.
you know, so we
right.
get to do it kind of with the help of like a label budget, but we're trying to keep ourselves really separate from like the system of it. We're going to try and like hibernate like we did before,
mm-hmm.
make something that at the very core of it makes people feel something
right.
and like takes you somewhere and is as real as possible. And the aim isn't let me make the most commercial
right.
tailgate beer drinking song,
right, exactly.
which I'm not good at anyway, so that's
that. Me either. I totally get that, yeah. I think that's why, you know, they say you have your whole life to write your first record and you have,
that's right.
you know, a month to write your second.
Yeah.
And I think, for me, it really, really was, and I think I can really kind of tell the difference. You really do have to kind of slow down sometimes and say, you know, let me be an artist.
Yeah.
They can wait 6 months. It's okay. Yeah. If they like the first one, they'll like it, you know?
Yeah, and it's about if it's good. I think when music is really great, it doesn't need as much of a push anymore.
Right.
Like, you know, fingers crossed you can make it really good.
Right, right. And it is different because remember they would make sure, I mean, there was radio tours and all the stuff you had to do. And now, I mean, you know, things are different. The budgets aren't like they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, music's changed so much. I mean, you have a big social media following too, and you're really big on that too. And
it's so interesting how you get to relate to fans right now. And the cool thing is that it feels like all genres are interested and open-minded in terms of, like, when you're listening, you're like, if this is on my Spotify playlist, like, I'll listen to it. Like,
right.
I don't care what genre it is. And
yeah, the kids anymore, like, even my kids, I'm thinking, you know, they'll have a country song, they'll have a rap song, a pop. It's like it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, it's like it's all gray. It's not like your country, your pop, your this or that. And I think it's good. I think it's really great because music like yours really does appeal to a bigger audience than just country, you know. So
thanks.
I think it's exciting, you know.
That's what's cool about those AMA awards. Like,
right.
That's like an all genre
right.
thing. And to be nominated for that, it's like, wow, other people besides country people know who I am.
And I think it is. I think it's exactly what you're going to find. I think with this next record, too. And of course, you know, we're not label geniuses, I'm sure not. But I think
are
that
there label geniuses?
I don't know if there are anymore. There's lucky people. But, I mean, they really are. I mean, a lot of them are like, well, most of them are terrible. You know what I mean? But, you know, labels are just, you know, just people going to work like anybody else. And they're just hoping that, you know, for the best. But they sure don't have the answers, you know, if they did.
Yeah.
Then every artist
would
work.
I think the thing they have that I've found in a very, you know, short career so far, the people that are amazing are the people that believe.
Right.
And they believe in you nonstop. And that's what somehow self-fulfilling prophecy makes you better and makes
right.
you get there. They just, people can have ears and stuff, but really the thing that, like, us artists are so self-deprecating and doubtful.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we need people that believe, and fans do it, but especially
please tell me I'm good. Please tell me I'm good. Am I good today? Please tell me, am I good? Okay, good.
Yeah, but we need that, like, that sensitivity, I think, to mm-hmm. write really well, but then you need those people that are at a label or at management that say, like, man, we need your stuff.
Right.
We need it from you, and we're excited.
Yeah, well, I think it's exciting. Everything going on. I love you, girlfriend. Aww, thanks for being here. I'm so proud
you
of you. Go see her. Are you going to Europe anytime soon? What are you doing?
I sure hope so.
Okay,
we're
good.
Hoping next spring.
Good.
So fingers crossed.
Take me with
you. Love being there.
I'll open your shows. We're going to go. Songs from the Cellar. Thanks for everything. Appreciate
yes.
you, honey.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on Songs from the Cellar. We'll see you soon. You ready? Okay.
Yeah, come on, y'all.